Turn sensitivity into your greatest strength. Celebrate and embrace the compassion, kindness, and creativity that comes with being acutely attuned to life's thrilling twists and turns, writes Anna Gaunt. Don't be so sensitive. You're overthinking it. And you care too much are phrases I've heard a lot throughout my life. I have often found myself easily overwhelmed by stress, replaying a scenario in my head for days, and feeling both my own and other people's emotions deeply. I thought there must be something wrong with me, as I just couldn't understand how other people could be so unbothered by situations that I found so overwhelming. If you process information deeply, are sensitive to your environment, and have heightened emotions, then like me, you too could be a highly sensitive person. It's not uncommon. It's thought that around 20% of the population are highly sensitive or have a genetic trait that means they process internal stimuli, thoughts, emotions, hunger, and external stimuli, sounds, smells, light levels, more deeply than others. However, this added sensitivity can have its drawbacks. Highly sensitive people are at a higher risk of common mental health conditions such as depression, anxiety, and stress-related issues. This is due to some of the challenges that highly sensitive people can face when not aware of or able to understand their sensitivity, such as overstimulation, intense emotions, stress from competing demands, and people-pleasing. Further contributing to these challenges is the lack of understanding around being highly sensitive among others, meaning sensitive people often feel or are told by people that there's something wrong with them for feeling so deeply. But it's not all bad. If you're highly sensitive, you may find that although the lows feel incredibly low, the highs feel even higher. Research shows that just as highly sensitive people are more sensitive to negative stimuli, they are also more responsive to positive stimuli. A healthy working environment, self-care practices, and social support can all help you flourish as a highly sensitive person. And it also can mean that you are more likely to respond to help. A study at Queen Mary University of London found that being highly sensitive was a significant predictor in how well you were likely to respond to depression prevention interventions. And I can agree that from my own experience as a highly sensitive person, we can benefit disproportionately from attempts to improve our well-being. Perhaps as a result of both this increased sensitivity to life's challenges, but also as a reflection of our increased ability to respond to input, around half of all individuals having psychotherapy or counselling are thought to be highly sensitive. I previously had cognitive behavioural therapy and developed a toolbox for dealing with the curveballs of living with anxiety, but I still feel that I was too emotional, too sensitive, too much. It wasn't until last year that I decided to have coaching to increase my self-awareness. I was apprehensive, wondering if I was the right type of person to be a coachee. The same dull, self-doubting thoughts occurred. Was I too emotional? Would my coach understand me? Worries of being understood are common for highly sensitive people, particularly when entering a new relationship. It's important to recognise how we feel with a coach, as feeling safe and accepted is the key in the coaching relationship, says an expert coach. Don't be afraid to ask questions to see if you're a good fit. A good coach, particularly one who understands high sensitivity, will not position themselves as the expert. The coaching relationship should be an equal partnership. After each session, I felt lighter, having talked through and untangled my thoughts with the help of the coach. With space to reflect came clarity on my values, beliefs, and goals. I felt more confident in my abilities and more motivated to take action. To my surprise, after 3 months of regular coaching sessions, I had gained a profound level of self-awareness, self-compassion, and personal growth from coaching. The coaching space and relationship allowed me to become my most authentic self, which meant I felt comfortable in my sensitivity, knowing that it's just a part of what makes me, me. There are many ways that coaching can help you move from surviving to thriving if you're highly sensitive too. I had previously seen my empathy and kindness as a weakness, but coaching enabled me to see these as significant strengths that enabled me to work helping others. It also highlighted areas where it was important for me to implement boundaries and to use my strength of kindness to be more self-compassionate.